last episode was intense.
Yeah, it was.
There was a lot in that episode.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
One of my questions is, does Kezzer take his new dragon-blooded followers with him to Rachel?
That's a good question.
Leaving with the goblins?
Sure.
They did say they were friends with the goblins. They
which is kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, we're neighbors.
Yeah, they lived sort of like... They would help each other out, but they sort of stayed in their own rooms.
Pip, Zoff, you can travel back with us, but don't embarrass me.
Oh, thank you, Great Leader.
There will be pain if you get in any trouble.
Oh, we know. We know. We will make sure to shout your name from the rooftops.
Oh, no.
Very good. Very good. That's what I would expect.
So you guys come out of the Citadel Ulterine vaults, and it's like noon. You've had a hell of a morning.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you guys got here. You fought the grave shells. You fought the skeletons. And then after that, you went down, like, immediately. And then you went through the entire northern wing of the vault.
We went down the next day, right?
Yeah, we did go down.
Yeah.
We slept.
Yeah, because we camped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Camped with the goblins.
I mean, still, you woke up and stumbled around in the vaults for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys cleared out the entire north wing, went to the south wing, and found that there were corpses of Hell Knights being desecrated and raised.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy day for you guys, and it's noon.
And there's a bear.
Yeah, you freed a bear. when you come up, Big Bumble's gone. You don't see her anywhere.
Goblins are still alive.
Goblins are still alive. They're still alive.
How about Halba?
Halba?
Yeah, she there?
Well, no, she's still camping with her goblins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, eventually you guys stopped talking to her, so she was like, I guess so. do you guys go talk to the goblins, or do you guys just head straight to Breach Hill?
I don't have anything to talk to him about.
Which one?
I think Adelar would let them know that we're headed back to town and that we still have more of the vault to clean out. So I'd go up to Helba. I'd say, Helba.
Yes?
It seems that I am running out of Abadar's blessing for the day, and we're quite weary. We fought some unsavory creatures and agents of the undead down there, so I think we're going to head back to town to recoup, to refresh ourselves, and we'll be back down there, so make sure that none of the goblins venture down, because it is still quite dangerous.
Wait, what about Big Bumble?
Oh, right, Big Bumble. Well, Elkwood, do you want to take the point on this one?
Oh, yes. Well, my lady, so, Big Bumble, we found him. He was perfectly fine, safe. But you didn't see him? He walked down the hallway and I thought went upstairs.
Oh, he didn't come home.
Well, I guess it was meant to be.
Did the damn bear stay in the basement?
The bear is gone. He's back.
I wasn't watching. Did you see Big Bubble walk out?
We let the damn thing go. We weren't going to bring it back on a leash.
It didn't seem to be in the mood to be controlled at that moment.
Well, we thought, given time, maybe it would warm up to us.
By leaving it in a room by itself with no food.
Look, we were trying, okay?
Well, it had its field of cultist anyway, so...
Oh, it killed some, did it?
Oh, yes. It was carnage, absolute carnage.
Good.
Probably the only reason it didn't starve to death, thanks to you.
Treat your animals better. How dare you?
Look, if I get letters from Peter, I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to be happy about that.
The report's already been filed.
Damn it.
I believe Benson sent the letter last session.
The drones are on their way, aren't they?
They're coming down right now.
Roll initiative.
Damn druids. They're danger.
Adelar just takes a cigarette from his mouth, stamps it on the ground, and walks away with no words.
He doesn't even light it. Just stamps it on the
ground. Smoking hurts.
That's not good for you.
I got damage to my lungs. It's for the theatrics.
Do they react to Pip and Zarf, or do Zarf, Pip and Zarf react to them?
So as they peek their heads out from behind you, she's like, "Oh, Pip's up. How are you?"
That's just funny.
Have you heard? This is Kezra. Well, yes, we know Kezra. We met him earlier.
I turn my head towards the sun.
he is of the great dragon blood. He is one of us, but he is much more powerful than we are. Is he? I didn't know. I just... Okay.
Don't mind them Pippins off. They don't know greatness. They wouldn't know greatness if I hit him in the face.
I don't even know how to react.
Don't blind yourself when you stand to the sun for too long.
What else did you encounter while you were down there? Did you find more cultists? Did you find out where they came from?
Yes, we found boggarts. Those frog creatures.
Oh, those are the frog people, yes.
Yes, we took out a fair bunch of them, but there was also these apes with swords. They were gross, horrible creatures.
Do you remember the name?
No, I do not.
The Charakar.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
There was some... Oh, no.
Oh, Mike's mark's falling off the table.
Well, I'm very glad that you removed them. But you said it's still not safe to go down.
No. So we encountered... I don't know if you are aware, but this castle was previously occupied by Hell Knights.
Yes.
And there were some Hell Knights buried underneath. And sadly, one of the Hell Knights was reanimated as the living dead. We took care of it, but we don't know if they're any more, so we don't think it's quite safe.
There were zombies?
Yes.
Skeletal warriors.
The bones were walking.
That is correct.
Well, that is disturbing news. That was not there when we were walking around, or maybe it was just behind those doors. We never went there. It was quite scary.
Yes. But all the same, it is best for you to stay clear for now. We are making great progress, but there's still more to uncover.
Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
She turns to her goblins again.
We're camping again.
And they're all like, "Wee!"
Actually, goblins, I have a chore for you to do.
Yes?
Do you remember where that bugbear was camping out? In that one room with all the... sleeping quarters.
Oh, yes, her. Yes, she was quite nasty to us.
Yes, could you clean out all that shit that she left behind in that room out for us?
You want us to... What?
I want you to clean the room.
I don't know what that word means.
Kezra.
They
don't clean, Kezra.
So I'm going to try to diplomacize with Helba, right?
This is Helba.
I'm going to try to diplomacize with Helba to see if... should do us a solid. Ooh, that's an 18 on the die for a 25. So I go up to Helba and I'm like, "Helba, it would be of great help to us if you could clear out that room that had the bugbear with all the rubbish that was in there."
You want us to just burn everything in the room?
Take everything, the fort in the middle, and all the things that the bugbear was using, all the stuff that smells like, well, you. I want you to take that out of the room.
And it, like, yes, smells her armpit.
And I don't care what you do with it. We just want that room cleared of anything that the bugbear was using.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Diplomacy.
No fire in the citadel.
Outside is acceptable.
I'll tell them, but I can't control them. Sometimes fires just happen.
So to sweeten the deal, I'll kind of take Helba aside, and I'm like, if there are no fires in the citadel, and it is up to our standards, I kind of flash like a silver piece and be like, "This shiny silver could be yours."
Okay.
I just imagine her just going, "Don't patronize me."
She's sort of looking at her goblins, and you know, they're like chewing on each other's leg and shit. They're like, "Ah, I will. We'll see what we can do."
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
All right. So you
is. Helba, the one that is not, she's not the cleric, right?
No. Helba is the chieftain.
Right.
She's the cousin of Warbol.
Yes.
Warbol is
the cultured goblin.
Yes.
Cultured. Yeah. Okay.
She is a woman of faith.
Yes, she is.
And she lives in the big city.
So also like a level 4 cleric, so. All right. So you wrap up your conversation with them. And you start making your way to Breach Hill. You get there, it's about 2 p.m. It's still midday. I'll say it's an overcast day. So when you get into town, Elk, your boss is waiting there at the gate.
Excuse me.
you know her, you're working at Caden's Keg.
Oh, that boss. Okay.
Yeah, that boss.
Okay. That boss.
I immediately hide behind Benson. Stealth check out.
You just leap onto my horse.
So you know her as Bryn Taith. She's a female human cleric of Caden Kalian, level 5 cleric. This one is.
Oh dear. Jesus.
Okay. So get rid of Tim and get her.
she's
can we get another cleric that's higher level?
She's a barkeep, right? So she
she's a barkeep. Yeah.
Okay.
So through working with her for a short amount of time, she loves it when people and adventurers come in and tell like great stories. She knows it brings in. It brings in money. It's also just nice to hear tales of adventuring and heroism and stuff like that. So as you're coming up, she recognizes all of you. She goes, "Where's Elk?" I see him there behind Benson.
Osper, he's right here.
Oh, hello. Hi. How are you?
Well, to be honest, I'm sorry, actually.
Oh. Oh.
Well, so when you left your post at Caden's Keg that day, I was upset because it was cult. It was a call for heroes that day, and it was a busy day. But because an adventurer was working in my bar, it actually brought a lot of business that day. And since you left to go on an adventure, people wanted to know more about you. I unfortunately don't know that much, but I decided to make it up to you, and I turned in that bow you gave me and got you this.
Aw. And do you have...
So she hands you a short bow. It appears to be magical.
Kestra, I don't know what this is. Stop it!
Perhaps you could ask her. She gave it to you, and after all.
It is a plus one shortbow.
Ooh.
That's all.
Wow. And he is, like, ecstatic. Like, he's like,
yeah, man.
It's like, you know that whole video of the kid getting a Nintendo 64 for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
He's actually just, like, really excited.
Yeah!
He's just like,
yes! Badass.
And then he actually goes to try to hug her.
Oh, whoa, hey, we are...
Sorry. I'm not.
Like she like slowly pushes you away from her.
He's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm just overtaken with such generosity."
Well, if you bring your stories in tonight,
oh, of course,
of whatever the hell you were doing on Hell Knight Hill, consider it even.
Oh, right, plenty of stories. Yes, we all. I mean. Hell, we all drink. We can all go to Caden's Keg. And you can tell reveal the stories of Benson the Black.
It's Benson Black.
Benson
the Black.
Let me start over. Benson Black. This man stands up to true fear, shows no fear. And Kazra, the arms of dragons. And Abadar. The god is right here with us.
You know, I thought he would look different.
But he has money.
I'm merely a messenger of the great Abadar.
Can you play a bard?
If I can spin bullshit all day, I can. I can spin as much bullshit as I can all day. But yes, yeah, so yes, we have all three here, and oh wait, are the little kobolds with us?
Yes.
Oh god,
they're walking behind my horse.
Do they do anything?
So as they walk up,
because it's like,
she goes, what the hell are those things?
Oh, these are little dragon food.
They belong to me.
They belong to my dear Kesra here.
Oh, are they slaves? And they go, yes.
Yes, they are.
Oh my god!
From the bath?
We are slaves to the great Kesra.
Don't worry, they drink.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
The tolerance very low. But yeah, so he's just going to reveal like some stories, and he's just like, and I have some things that I can show that I took from the cathedral. Cathedral?
Citadel.
Oh, I was thinking of the Citadel Altarine. There's just so much that I could tell you. And like little collectibles that he actually took.
All right, so she looks at some of the things that you got. She's like, well, looks like you have quite a number of stories in, so we'll see the lot of you tonight then.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. We look forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, I need to go prep and show my waitresses. Haven't burned the place down yet.
Staff up tonight. There's going to be stories to tell.
So many.
All right. I will see you all later.
Thank you again for the generous gift. Oh, it means a lot to me.
She bows and makes her exit. And then she goes back to Cadence Keg. What do you guys want to do in town?
Adelar turns to the group. He, kind of on the way, he had gathered the silver items we had collected. Looks at the group and says, well, my fellow adventurers, I have quite the experience with bartering and haggling at Chiliac, so I think I'd be quite suited to find buyers for our nice silverware, so if you will excuse me, it's time to do some negotiating. And what? Adelar takes it, and he starts to walk off.
I'll leave you to that, friend. I have some things I need to take care of myself.
You do seem to be the one to go, so enjoy.
Thank you very much.
All right, so let's go around the table. What did everyone want to buy? Buy, shop, or sell? I mean, you guys can sell some stuff. Let's just go around and talk about what we're going to do in town, what we did in town, and then we'll go into the night scene.
All right, so Adelar, he kind of finds a good spot in the market so he kind of does some, like, you know, kind of talking to local folk about where is the best place to pawn off some silverwares. And so he goes up to a townsperson. He's like, hail and well met.
Well, yeah, well, what?
Do you perhaps know where I might be able to sell some silverwares?
What, some what? You're selling dishes?
No, silver. And he shows him some of the items.
Oh, you got some good stuff here. And he, like, looks around. You think he might try to steal it from you, but you, like, got, like, heavy eyes on him.
Yeah.
He's like, Yeah. I can show you a guy. Let me take you down here. And then he walks you down, and there's a bunch of merchants that are there.
Right,
and he's like, let's consider this a little walk, let's just say a $2 finder's fee for you.
I don't know what dollars are, but
$2.
So he tosses him $2 and says, thanks for the tip.
And then he just runs off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he human?
Do what?
Was he?
Yeah, it was a human, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Adelar enters the shopkeep.
Mm-hmm.
And he approaches the shopkeep and says, hail and well met.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing quite well.
He's a half-orc, by the way.
Oh. So he So Adelar tries to puff up his chest a little more as he approaches, and he says, "I have come into possession of some fine silver wares, and I heard that you might be the person who is looking to buy."
"No, I got plenty of people that need weapons, so what kind of things do you have?"
There was a longsword, a dagger, a flail, a mace, a morning star. Was that six things? And a light hammer.
And a light hammer.
So Adelar conveys the items that he has for sale.
"Where did you get these?"
"Well, I don't know if you attended the call to heroes, but there was quite a hubbub with it several days ago, and so we made our way to Citadel Altoreen, and we began consecrating the place from the cultists that abided there, and we came across some of these items that they had possessed."
"So you stole these from Hell Knights?"
"We did not steal these from Hell Knights. We stole them from cultists who were occupying."
"You stole them from cultists?"
"They're cultists who worshipped an evil god."
"Should have stuck with the Hell Knight story. It was a way better one." "Yeah, I'll buy them from you."
So I go ahead and hand him over.
Yep.
He gives me the goods.
Yep. You got some. You got a fair amount of gold from that.
All right, and I got a. So as we're doing the negotiating, I was like, "They are from Hell Knight Hill, so I'm sure you could probably upcharge them quite a bit to say that they are holy steel. So I think that might warrant a couple extra silver."
"You know what? You're absolutely right. Why don't you take some of these? Make sure if you get any more, you bring them to me."
And what is your name, good sir?"
"Name is Kraz."
"Ooh, that's good. Well met, Kraz. I will be sure to return."
"Thank you there, little man."
All right, so Adelar makes off with the gold, and he gets...
and he runs away.
"I start my new life." So he gets... Adelar has the bargain hunter feat, so he's able to get some extra silver. So he gets 14 extra silver for the negotiation he made.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and as long as you bring more silver weapons to him, you get a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So Adelar goes and sells some things. Well, they sold the silver weapons. What did everyone else want to do?
I've got nothing to do.
Yeah, nothing.
Stock on arrows.
I'll be at the library.
With the library?
The local library.
Composing something.
Having fun isn't hard.
I thought you said you did have something to do.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Ooh. And actually, I would like to roll a check underworld lore.
Because
I'm curious about the behavior, I guess, if Breacho has anything that would simulate.
Yeah. Go ahead and enroll underworld lore.
I can't think of another check that would do it. 16.
16. The most that you get in the way of like criminal activity here is people stealing stuff. Most of the things that you learn from Benson is he separated, you know, had to break up bar fights and stuff like that. It is a relatively peaceful town because everyone just sort of has like a honor system with each other. But, you know, there's the occasional theft. There's the occasional, you know, somebody mugs somebody, but they find the guy like 2 minutes later.
Right.
Not too crazy of an underworld thing here.
No gangs,
yeah.
I guess.
No, yeah, no gangs in Brazil. There's hardly enough people that have
cartels. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. And because he would ultimately want to go to Warble, if he can find Warble.
So Warble is probably in what was it called? Because she would probably be at her cleric temple.
Oh, Desna's temple?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what Desna's temple was called here. The Great Dream House.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. One of the few dedicated temples in Breach Hill. The Great Dream House is a monastery-like establishment dedicated to the goddess Desna. About 30 priests and acolytes call the place home. Living, working, and studying and praying to the temple's peaceful lounges and verdant indoor gardens. The Great Dream House offers a place for weary travelers of all stripes to rest. And most of its residents are faithful. Most of its resident faithful are willing to provide healing at a reasonable price. On clear nights in the summer, you can usually find the head priest, Kellen Carandil, invites the public into the temple's observatory to gaze at the stars and ponder the callings of the goddess of travelers.
Sounds mystical.
Yep. It's Desna, so...
I know, yeah, yeah. It's just... seems peaceful.
You walk in, Warble's there. She's sitting down reading a holy text.
So I approach her. And Goblin. I'm just going to start talking to her. Good met, Warble.
Oh, how are you?
Doing quite fine. Just have a bit of respite from our current adventure. I just was curious if you could do something for me.
Yes, I will help you in any way that I can.
I do have a message that needs to be sent out. I was wondering if you could have access to such abilities?
Yes, I could certainly do that for you. What is the message and where would you like to send it?
It would be sent to Tal'Dor.
To Tal'Dor? That's quite a ways.
Ah, yes, I do have relatives over there.
Oh, is it your elf side or your human side that lives over there?
Adoptive side.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead. I will send this first thing in the morning when I prepare my spells. I only prepared healing things. And I will go ahead and do that first thing in the morning. Is that fine?
That works for me. Thank you, my lady.
Very well.
Do I need to compensate by chance?
Oh, please, please, no. Elk, you are doing so much for me and my bumble brass and goblins. I could not ask you for anything more.
Oh, much appreciated, lady. I'll leave you to it. I appreciate it again, and have a good day.
Thank you very much. Also, it is nice to speak to someone in Goblin that is not a Goblin.
Does it not offend? Am I saying the inflections right? Because I've been told I have a hoity side.
Yes, but it's interesting to hear other people speak in your own language. As I'm sure, if anyone's speaking Elvish to you, I'm sure you find it funny when dwarves try to speak Elvish or something.
Yes, so I would know. I've never met a dwarf that could speak Elvish. Yes, thank you again. And he's just going to do an elaborate bow and then just exit out.
All right. She gets to work on your message.
Yeah, I'll write it.
Got it.
Later.
I'm so curious.
No. You're not there.
I know.
It's just Adelar just in the background, just like, what are these people doing? I couldn't understand that.
Anyone else want to do anything?
Kezra goes into the shops as well and purchases alchemical tools.
Ah, very nice. So you could probably get that...
It's 5 gold.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering if there was a...
A people.
Yeah. I mean, Quarters and Bits is... the dual storefront is home... is home on one side to a general store called Bits, which you could probably get that there. And then on the other, a weapon and armorsmith called Quarters. So you go in as a male halfling. Just like, boy.
Good day.
How are you?
Doing fine. I'm looking for something. Looking for some alchemical tools. Could you help me out?
Oh, yeah, right over there. So he walks you over and he unfolds like a shelf. And it just has like vials and different alchemical reagents. That has a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes, this will do just fine. How much?
Wait a minute. I see that you're one of the heroes, aren't you?
I indeed am. As you can see, I even have some followers who vouch for me.
No, God, I didn't see that. What the hell?
They're harmless. I assure you.
Squish them.
Harmless. He's pointing his spear at me. Look at him.
Oh, they just don't put it down. Don't worry.
No, he's out. Stop it.
Pip. Enough. I can defend myself from this one.
Officers! Officers!
Benson Ronson. Wait, I'm off the clock.
Stop! You violated the law.
Guard goes up and just kicks the kobold across the room.
Don't worry, he's like 5 levels higher, so he just punts him.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch anything. Anyway, you were saying...
Well, yeah, since you're one of them heroes, let's just say we give you a little discount here. So, wait, what was the cost? It was 5?
It's 5.
5 gold. Mm-hmm. 20% discount, so you get it for 4.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, yep. Remember, it's name's Crink.
Thank you, Crink. Could you please point me in the direction of the postman?
Yeah. So if you walk down here and you go there and you go there, and he gives you some vague directions, and then he can...
That'll do.
It's a small town. You can figure it out.
And then he heads down to the postman and emails a letter.
All right. There's a courier service that you could give the letter to, and they'll run it. You walk up. It's an older human woman standing there. There's like some horses and stuff behind her, and she's like,
"Hello, how can I help you today?"
I have a letter to mail. Do you deliver across the inner sea?
Well, that's quite a way.
To Marab.
Oh. I don't think I could. I don't know if I could do that. We mostly send things to Eladir.
Very well then. I'll find another way.
Perhaps one of the clerics might be able to magically get your letter there, but I don't think I can help you with that.
Thank you. You've been helpful. I'll investigate the clerics then.
Okay. Marab. Why Marab? What? Who even sends things there? Why would you go there?
So Kezra ends up leaving, and he doesn't go to the clerics. He goes straight to the bar.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to get a head start.
To Cadence Keg.
The Cadence Keg.
Yeah. Some things never change.
Yep.
Did you finish up kind of early, would you say?
Yes.
All right, so as you're drinking there, Adelar comes in the bar, and he sees Kezra sitting there. He's like,
"Wait, no, I'm not just sitting there. What are you guys coming to?"
Well, I mean, since we were all doing our individual things, like, I was just curious, in retail, is what cathedral or churches are there?
So
it's
there,
just Desna.
There's Caden's Keg, which it pretty much serves as a temple for the Accidental God.
I was like, that's right, Caden.
There is the Great Dream House for Desna. A lot of people worship Arastel, but there's not really. There's more shrines to Arastel rather than, you know, like actual churches. So there's not too much. Morta's mortuary is a place that it's a woman in there that worships the Lady of Graves for Asma.
Okay, so there's nothing like I guess a shrine to Kalistria. At all?
Not really. It's honestly hard to find stuff to Kalistra outside of the inner sea with the pirates. Shivering Isles or whatever it's called. No, that's from Oblivion.
Yeah, you're thinking Oblivion.
Wherever the pirates are, that most of them worship Kalistra. So
makes sense. Yeah. Yep. Okay. And then otherwise he's going.
They also worship Shaylin as well. Sorry.
Nah, yep. Don't care about them.
Shaylin Smile. that's what that's called.
So he's actually afterwards, once he stocks up on everything, mm-hmm. like food, rations, and all that fun stuff, he's going to go to Caden's Keg. All
right, so you go to Caden's Keg.
Not sure what time it is, but...
Everyone's ending up there. John, you said you wanted to write a letter. Where did you want to go for that? Do you want to, like...
Do you mean writing it?
Do you have, like, stuff in your barracks?
I mean, I quit the barracks.
Right. So, oh yeah. So they probably just have your stuff in a box.
I'd probably just go to the
just sitting out in the rain.
I'd probably just go to the library.
Okay.
I have two letters to write.
So there are two places that you could get that kind of stuff. There is the Reliant Book Company, and then there is the Breach Hill Archives.
If only he'd asked me. I have writing tools.
I have writing stuff as well. We found it in Citadel Turin.
That is true, but where did Benson want to go?
The archive, I suppose.
The Breach Hill Archives?
Yeah.
Breach Hill Archives is kept in a sprawling, if stuffy, facility just across the fence from Breach Hill Town Hall. The town archives consist of official records and historical accounts dating back to the settlement's founding. Chief archivist Jor-El Blacktusk, he's a male half-orc librarian, traces his lineage on his human mother's side back to Breach Hill's original pioneers. So when you walk in there, he's all proud of, like, his books. He's, like, stacking them and brushing them off, you know. He's pretty much the curator of this place.
All right. You there?
Ah, oh, Benson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I am in need of some writing implements. I have some letters I need to send.
Oh, you're writing to that lover of yours.
Not this time.
How's she doing?
Last I checked, she was doing fine. Some paper and ink, please.
need a what is it? A drop for
Careless Whispers.
Man, at this point, like, does Adelar need to write a letter? Like,
everyone's writing stuff home, man.
Yeah.
So he gives you some quill and ink. He knows you well enough from being on the guard. You're also a hero now in the town of Breach Hill. So he gives you your own little room and just lets you write whatever you need.
Yep.
If you need anything, just let me know.
Thank you very much. It's appreciated.
All right. So he closes the door. You spend the rest of the afternoon writing letter or letters. And then I guess everyone ends up back at Caden's Cake. Is that right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Whoever walks in first, or if you all walk in together, I definitely got there first.
Yeah.
The letters I was writing were not that long.
No.
So whoever walks in, if you walk in together or whatever, I'm already drunk. And nice. Kezra has got a crowd of people along with Pip and Pip and Zarf are both still with me.
Oh my god, you can make them dance on the table.
And Kezra's standing like up on a bench, like talking to this crowd, and he's like, "And there I was, surrounded, six skeletons, my companions nowhere to be found. There I am. And I call on Abadar, I call on the power of the dragons. And I burned them. I burned them all to a crisp as their bones fell into blackened char. Isn't that right, Pip? Isn't that right, Pip? It was glorious.
Yes, Lord. Yes, girl. Yes, great one.
It's like
some of them were still moving afterwards, and that's when Adelar and Benson came in and finished them off. But rest assured, it was like the breath of fire, like from the dragon's mouth itself.
Pip and Zarf turn to each other, and they're like,
Do we remember it incorrectly? I don't think it happened quite like that.
Kezra just, like, downs a giant, giant pint of ale and just, like, slams it back on the bar. It's like, another!
You should tell me about this adventure you had. It sounds quite interesting.
Ah, Benson, you were there?
I don't think I was.
No, Sir Benson, please don't try to correct him.
He gets angry when he's drunk.
He's got an infused cheek.
He hit me when I said something else.
Zarp's other eye is wobbly now.
I knew it'd be you.
Kezra was like stumbling, falling off the bench that he was standing on.
So Adelar walks up and kind of helps steady Gezra and calls out to the crowd. Yes, indeed, Abadar's great goodness certainly helps secure the victory. That much I can vouch for.
You see, my good friend, he would never lie.
No, in fact, I would not. Do I have to roll a blood check?
Higher bar. Just perception check.
Oh, yeah. So wisdom check to people drinking.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Also, everyone just fucking believes you.
Yeah.
Because you're the heroes of Breach Hill.
Yeah. Elk's just gonna, like, when he walks in, he's just gonna see all this and just, like, jumps over on the other side of the bar and just starts giving out drinks to people. Like he's, like, kind of helping. Yeah, he's, like, kind of, like, helping, working and stuff, but he's just, like, telling stories each time he gives someone, like, someone pays for a drink.
Kedra's like playing this shit up, like he's like casting electric arc and like bouncing the lightning between his hands.
like one of those slinky guys.
Yeah.
It's like Tesla coils.
So people are fucking eating it up. Oh, they love this story. They are so excited to hear all about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So you like it gets more ridiculous as you go on, and they're like, oh my god. What?
So Kezra, tell them about that draconic thing with the four big legs and it breathes the noxious gas.
The Gorlodon, yes, yes.
I just keep drinking.
Said it was just voracious and it went to attack and we stabbed it and cleaved it.
He looks at Benson at like the end of the bar, just like drinking alone. He's like, I can't take credit for the Gorlodon. Benson felled that beast. But not before Adelar jumped from the stairs and pierced it with his crossbow. With the crossbow bolts.
He didn't even shoot it. He just stabbed the crossbow.
No, he jumped from the stairs. And then Benson cleaved its head off.
I must admit, I was knocked down during the fight. I was totally fine. I was about to get up and burn it, but Benson got there first.
Indeed, Benson is quite the warrior in battle, I must say. I had my doubts.
An elk raining arrows down from the above on the Gorlodon.
And then Benson Black, when he was grappling with that warg, and then a shot straight giving me the opening to a snail right in its head.
Yes, the
warg. It was great. It was all, it's so much happened. It was...
He's just, like, drinking at the same time. Like, he's getting wasted as well. Like, it's the first time he's let loose, really, at this point.
Everyone here is getting wasted, including Bryn. Yeah. who's the owner of Caden's Keg. You're getting more and more drinks, and eventually your stories become absolutely off the wall, and they fade into the night.
But what happened to a log?
I did
a bar for him.
A log's just by the bar entrance, like listening to it and just crying or something.
I do want to point out that though everyone around him is getting pretty hammered, Adelar is clearly kind of playing it up like, oh yeah, I'm drinking a lot, but he's actually not drinking that much.
Neither is Benson.
He's just doing a little sippy sip of his beer.
Yeah, Adelar, you're not drinking.
This guy's drunk. When you find Kessler in the morning, he is like pants down in the horse trough outside, like ass straight up.
So when Kessler wakes up, he wakes up and he turns and there's a woman with just a towel on. She's like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. What happened?
What the fuck?
I didn't do it.
No, you fucking didn't. No, you fucking didn't do it. We went to the bedroom and then you jumped out the window.
He like scurries up. He like gets his pants up. He's all covered in water and maybe other things.
I gotta get out of here.
And he's like heads off down the street, like ass still hanging out, and just finds Benson's house.
I have a fucking house.
Everyone just retreats to Benson.
Benson, steak and eggs. I need to work off this headache.
No. See, right before the night ended, we were just like, after party at Benson's house.
And there's like one guard in there that like, he sleeps in a fucking bunk.
Everyone just goes into the barracks.
So you guys wake up the next morning, nursing your hangovers. You could easily, Bryn is a cleric of Cadence, so she can cure your hangovers for you.
What?
Like, Elf passed out at Cadence, kind of, like, behind the bar.
Mouse attached to the tap.
Yeah. she pokes you awake and is like, get up, Aventra.
Like Skull's just like half drunk too. Like he was just drinking whatever spilled.
Get my dog drunk.
Well, he's like imagine like the liquor pouring off the counter and it's just drinking it.
I can see some just like degenerate looking guy at the party last night just walks up to you and goes, I bought a shot for your dog.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Backhands him.
He only drinks scotch.
What is the swill? And just throws it.
Only single malt.
Single malt, 15-year Glen Malden.
All right. So, you wake up the next morning. What do you guys do?
So I think before everyone started to get wasted, I told everyone that in the morning we'd meet together and kind of discuss the good thing, the money that we brought in from the sale of our purchases. So yep. Like, we'll all meet at Benson's house, 10 a.m.
Did you say he cooks well?
So we're all there, and I...
So we're at a place that doesn't exist.
Wait, no, I thought it's canon that Benson has a house here, right?
No, he was
a guard.
I slept
at the barracks.
Wait, then where did you sleep last night?
In the inn!
He slept at Caden's Keg.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So we all meet downstairs, Caden's Keg, in the morning.
Oh my god. Can you imagine like how many bodies are probably just like passed out still? Like,
there's a whole bunch. Bryn is easily like dragging people outside and just throwing them in the horse trough and then getting them out and pushing them on their way home and just rinse and repeat.
I have not been in Preacher long enough to qualify for a home loan.
That's Kezra, after running around half bare ass in the town for a good bit of an hour, I make my way back to Caden's Keg and find Benson and like bunking up. Benson, I looked everywhere for your house. I couldn't find it. What'd you say, you lived again?
How do you keep making up wrong things about me? It seems like you're trying at this point.
So you're saying you don't own property?
Never have.
Wonder where that came from.
Benson, there's a kitchen in the back if you want to cook for us.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man! So we all gather around a table.
I need to get my breath. Holy shit! Oh my god!
Oh jeez!
I start laying down the gold that we got from our sales, and I say, "Well, companions, it seems we have made quite the profit. It is Abadar's blessing that we found such great items in Hell Knight Haven."
She's just losing it over there.
We broke Jay.
He can't handle this house.
His face is red like a tomato. I have a feeling by the end of this campaign, I will own a house in Breachwood.
New goal.
Somehow.
For your heroic work.
Level 20 Benson, here's your reward, a fucking house.
Just a single story shitty house. It's like Thank God I suffered for this.
We will find a bank that will accept your shitty credit.
It's like, you remember in Oblivion, like the first house you could buy is like that shitty little shack on the side.
Yeah. Or the one that's haunted.
Yeah, the one that's haunted.
Yeah.
You're like, here you go. Yeah, ghost.
Here, Benson, here's a house full of ghosts. You're a paladin, right?
You got big discount.
Anyway.
All right, Adelar, give us our gold.
Adelar, you give everyone your gold.
And so at this point, Adelar is going to roll a deception check because he sold the items for definitely more than they were worth, and he's trying to conceal it that he got a little extra. Got a little extra.
Well, the only check would be what, a deception check?
Yeah, I didn't roll great. I rolled an 8.
So can we even flat check for that? Or?
Or, no,
because you said discretion.
DC. Yeah, right? It's a perception DC. So all of you are like,
gosh.
No, wait.
Wait.
How did you make only that much?
Oh, because you used to... I thought you said you were going to try lying.
I thought it was
a deception check for it that.
Is. Yeah, it's a deception check against your perception DC. So it's 10 plus your perception bonus.
And I rolled an 8.
You rolled an 8. So none of you have negative perceptions. So all of you go, there's no way you made that little money.
All right, talk. What would you guys say? Come on, let's hear it.
Benson, I don't care.
You could have just not told us how much gold and just handed us money, and we wouldn't have known you were lying.
So Benson takes his share, and...
I mean, how much extra was it, by the way?
It was 14 silver.
Just keep the damn silver. Next time when you lie, be more convincing about it.
And at least lie about something worthwhile.
Please. I do not care about a measly 14 silver at this point.
By the way, your lying was so bad. In this state, I shouldn't be able to perceive anything.
It was just insulting.
Fuck you.
You know what? Benson's going to take that silver now.
And start punching him. Okay, so Benson grabs his chair.
Yeah. He does end up tossing the extra silver. Just out of pure shame, he won't even like accept it back. He's just like,
go for it, just take it. Okay. So Benson takes his share. I'll be back in a little bit. Everyone, apparently I have to find a house to buy.
With the gold that you
got. Oh, shit. I had Pip and Zarf split up and look for it.
Oh, no.
I gotta go find them.
He just sees little kobolds like with spears, like walking around the streets trying to find his house.
I'll meet you all at the gate.
When you walk past Caden's keg, Bryn comes out and just throws the kobolds on the ground. Just,
that's what you get for drinking the good stuff.
Okay. Thank you for bringing them back.
Are these yours?
Yes, and I really didn't want to go look for them.
They drank a bottle of my finest wine.
God, how much?
Well, it was 50 years old.
So, like, a silver.
Try more like 5 gold.
Oh my God. All right. Fine. 2 gold.
We'll take it at a 4 gold. And that's only because I'm including the discount.
Fine, 3 gold, like you said.
Fucking whatever. She just takes the gold and just walks back inside.
I love you guys, we're so good.
Best gold I've ever seen.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
So
the name's Bryn, right?
Bryn.
B-R-Y-N-N-E. That's what I thought it was. Bryn.
I told you two not to touch anything. But
they're just trashed, probably.
But that was a good. That must have been really good.
Lord Kazzo, that juice was delicious.
We drank it so fast.
Yes, indeed it was. I can tell by how much it costs.
Can we have more?
No. The next time, ask.
All right, I'm headed to the courier.
Yeah. Head to the courier. You guys give them your letters. They exchange. It's like a silver piece to get them, sent on their way. And you guys pack everything up and head back to Hell Knight Hill.
He's definitely going to wave bye to Bryn and be like.
She gives you a good head nod, and she looks
at
all
the
she, she looks at all the bodies that she dragged out of Caden's cake.
A strewn line.
Yeah.
You know how much? I wonder how much. Like, just I know it's configured of how much money she probably made, but
I mean, so you guys didn't pay for any drinks, but a lot of people bought drinks for you, and she gladly took that money.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She made quite a lot last night. So while you guys are going, you have a nice, refreshing night, had a great time, woke up, had a hangover, but Bryn helped you with that, and you guys start heading back to Hell Knight Hill.
Kezra is, like, leaning over his horse, like, hugging it around the neck, like, trying to just not fall off the horse.
Elk's definitely wobbling just a little bit, but yeah. He's just like,
I didn't accept the healing for the hangover.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he definitely accepted that. Yeah. He knows how good it is.
Hangovers make you stronger. Yeah. And you also don't get the full money's worth of your alcohol if you heal the hangover.
It's part of the experience.
Part of the experience.
And I thought you were the intelligent one.
Oh, charisma.
So as you guys are going back, there are varying levels of feeling okay. Benson looks, he's got a look on his face as he goes are going back. Alok tried to like talk to him, but Benson's just kind of in his own mind. Keeps thinking back to that letter and just wondering if he had like, if he wrote it correctly, if he missed something, if he should have included something or should have taken something out, and he just keeps playing it over and over in his mind. The letter starts kind of like this.
Dear Lionella, I regret that it's been a very long time since I've been able to write you. Things have been busy here in Breach Hill. I saved some goblins, fought some cultists, and even killed something called a Grolodon, apparently. It's been strange. You were right. This cloak gets very heavy sometimes. And it's hard enough just to sleep thinking about it. I have come across some things that I think you would appreciate, and seeing as it's our birthday soon, I figured I would send along with you. All my love, Benson Black.
Oh my gosh.
And we kind of have a flashback to Benson writing the letter, and as he puts the letter in the envelope, he takes the two rings that you guys found and puts them in the envelope as well and seals it up.
No way.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very curious.
And you guys, after him reciting that in his mind over and over and over, he eventually arrives at Hell Knight Hill, and you all are back.
All right.
Back to the basement.
You leave your horses with the goblins. The goblins are like,
there might have been a fire.
What did we tell you?
Look, I didn't know one of them can make alchemist fire.
What?
Wait.
So maybe they found it. I don't know what happened. So the room is clean, if but a little tarnished with soot.
No.
At this point, it's better than nothing.
What in the fuck are you having these things do?
Well, now I want them to sweep. Did you find a broom when you were in there?
A what?
They don't know what a broom is.
Never mind, we'll deal with this later. Just leave the door open so it can air out.
Okay. We need to open the door.
And they go over and all the goblins have to like pull together, like pull open the massive doors that go into that room. Aww.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It sure does. So you guys, after that little conversation, you guys go down in to the Citadel vaults again.
So on the way, as we're walking to the vault, I just look at Kezra and I say, well, the goblins may not have done exactly what we wanted, but as the old saying goes, fire cleanses so that new seed can grow.
Well said. I wholeheartedly agree. Although I still really hate those goblins. I knew they were going to fucking do that. I just knew it.
They're like, I said, like the mentality of like children that will never know any better at that point.
Yeah, yeah. They
like, yes, and they're clean. They will be like, what? They're like the type of creatures that like you like don't touch that, and they'll touch it with like greasy hands, like covered in chocolate.
Oh,
don't touch this!
And then they poke it. You're like, yeah,
just
so human children.
Yes. Yeah, they're basically except yeah. They might
with an affinity for fire.
So human children.
Yes.
Yeah.
What exactly is your goal? Having them clean out a room.
Figured next time we camp here, we could use those quarters instead of sleeping out with the goblins.
I don't think I want to sleep in that citadel.
Looks rather cozy to me. I've always wanted to sleep in a castle.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
I think he wants it to be Castle Kezra later on.
Elg, I told you that in confidence.
Oh, was that in confidence? You were kind of yelling it last night. Through the bar. I mean.
Oh. Yeah, I might have told that in confidence to many people.
I mean, it's not like a normal house. I grew up in a castle.
Did you really? Oh, I guess the House of Black carries weight, and I'm not surprised.
Good amount. It's just a large house.
Did you find your time enjoyable, or otherwise?
I was just a normal child that also had to learn combat from a very young age.
Hmm. Did you have many servants?
Yes.
I've always wanted servants.
Where are your servants?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, I forgot you were here. Yes, yes. I mean, servants that I could show to other people without disgusting them.
You're right, we are but slaves to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Typically, servants are compensated for their work. You two, well, you worship me.
Lord Ketra, will we ever be able to be shown off as prized possessions?
Well, you know, I never say never. And as Abadar has always shown, hard work pays off.
Indeed it does, Ketra.
You follow me, and you follow Abadar, and who knows? Maybe one day people will see you as more than mere slaves, and they'll see you as proper servants.
Praise. Praise, Ketra. And all the words he says.
Oh, God. So, you know, like, Elk's actually going to look to...
Kesra, this whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
Don't worry about it. He's on buy him, like, collars or something. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
They're also strange willing slaves.
Well, to anything highly draconic.
Yeah. You know,
so, Elk's actually going to talk to, like, look at Benson for a moment, and he's just like, oh, it's like, it's trained from, like, the moment he said, like, trained from combat at an early age, and he's just like, same here.
Really?
Yes. The sword's not just for show.
That's good to know. Makes me happy when you're here.
Same with you.
So you all have your little dialogue, and you go back down. What way do you want to go? Because there was that room to the south when you were in the room that you fought the skeletons. There was a little path to the south that kind of had like a room that shot off.
That one?
Yeah, it was sort of... So on the southern end of that room where you fought the skeletons, there was a room to the south there. But you also didn't check the room with the skeletons either.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Elk, he would look to... Oh, that just keeps going.
So okay. The room with the skeletons. Let me go back and read that, actually, because we didn't get to actually read it.
What are those tile things?
So, those things. Along the southern wall here is a large relief of... along the southern wall here is a large relief carving of a sunburst made of nails. Instead of typical flagstones, the floor is made up of headstones with the names and dates. Curiously, six of the headstones seem to be pried open to reveal empty graves within.
Mm. And there are six creatures that we fought.
That is correct.
Can we make a perception check to see, like, the head one that talked?
Yes.
Like, is there a way that we can figure out which one he was?
It doesn't look like they... it doesn't look like they have names, or at least they're not listed here. They might have names. It just wasn't important enough to write down.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like six of these were opened up and then... raised it, and then were raised the skeletons.
I wonder what Locke thinks of that. Like,
oh, he already hates it here.
Oh yeah, well, like, did he like investigate that area too? Because Elk doesn't honestly see importance to it. Like, it's just whatever to him because he doesn't have any interest in the Order of the Nail. Like, besides what possibly you could sell from it.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But these open graves, like, he's definitely going to inspect it. Like, that'd be. Like, an occultism check, maybe?
It would actually be religion, because, I know. We haven't encountered much of occultism yet.
Right, I will keep saying it until the time you're like, oh, yes, and then I'll roll one.
Make me an occultism, yeah. You can definitely tell that whoever did this recently. Yeah.
Like, all the stones look freshly broken.
Freshly broken. And
all the dust is still settling around it.
Right, yeah.
So it would seem that these skeletons were reanimated quite recently. We best be on high alert. If they have the power to raise the dead, they are a force to be reckoned with, as that Hell Knight, even though it was a reanimated corpse, gave us quite the trouble.
I would agree so. I will proceed with caution.
All right. Do you guys want to go? Okay, so remember there's the south room there on the.
Yeah, since we can see into that room, that makes the most sense to head that way.
So I agree.
You want to go to that one? All right, so we're going to go to that room. Let me go ahead and reveal it for you.
Those are some catacombs there, buddy.
Urns.
That was like first thing I thought was skulls. Yeah. Like being displayed.
It might be.
Interesting room.
It is pretty interesting. Let me go ahead and read the description. Narrow stone walls filled with coffin-sized compartments stretch from the floor to the ceiling in this dark, claustrophobic chamber. Most of the compartments are occupied with shroud-covered bodies, though some of them are conspicuously empty.
Perception check. Nothing else is in here.
Do you guys walk in?
After you, Benson.
It seems you're learning. I walk in.
And I'm going to follow. Because we've counted undead around here, I'm going to follow Benson closely behind.
All right.
Like, there isn't an alternate entrance to this room, right?
No, it's just this way. Yeah, one way in, one way out, yeah.
Okay.
As you walk in, a creature seems to rise from some of these compartments. I'll just go ahead and show you a picture because I don't even know how to describe this thing.
Oh boy!
What?
A creature rises.
Yeah. So these specter-looking Hell Knights rise.
Oh, shit. Are they ethereal looking?
My gosh.
They look to be ghostly.
Okay, that sucks.
How many?
There are four of them that rise from the southern wall.
All right, let's do it.
Everyone roll me initiative.
Ghost battle.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. They look a lot like the skeletal Hell Knight that we just fought, except they look ghostly.
Yeah.
That's
God fucking damn weird. It, Gazra. Every time! Got off air. I rolled for the potion that I couldn't identify and the Onyx dog. Mm-hmm. And, like, I nailed those. Like,
yeah,
great rolls.
I know.
And here we go. Perception.
Yep. All right, so go ahead and put these on the board for you.
By the way, that dog statue is really cool. You, like, put it down on the ground, and it summons a guard dog for you that you can control like a minion.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we didn't cover that.
Yeah. So that's, like, what that thing does, which is really, really cool. And then the potion was a potion of invisibility.
And that's also very good, too.
Yeah, we rolled those offline.
Yep.
Off air.
Off air. So, going around the room, Oakwood.
19.
Benson.
18.
Gezer.
11.
And Adelar.
Adelar got a 13.
13. Not bad rolls.
Okay.
So go ahead and arrange yourselves in the room. Let me go and slide it so you can kind of see where the entrance is here.
That's been... Oh, no, wait.
Yeah. So...
go ahead and... Were you going to slide it?
Yeah, I was going to slide it just a little bit so you guys had a proper path in.
Right. Alok is with us?
Yes, Alok is with you.
Oh, God. He's on shit a brick, probably.
So starting off, it is their turn.
Oh shit!
Oh, man,
wow,
no good. This thing in the middle, is this a like a 5-foot wall or?
It's sort of imagine like a very splitting the room is like a very long wall that like a bunch of candles have been placed around, and it looks like there's names of like Hell Knights that have died, Hell Knights that have it looks like a big memorial.
How tall is the wall?
It's only like 3 feet tall. Oh, okay. So yeah, you could easily get over it. Okay. So. these things rise up and they look at you, and it looks like the one of the nails that was in it sticking out of its chest shoots at you guys.
Huh. What the fuck?
So,
God.
Benson is going to take two of these, and then the other two are going to go after Adelar and Kezra.
Yeah.
All right, so the first two going after Benson. 27 to hit with the first one.
Ray shield hits.
Ouch. Oh. Right.
Wow.
So damage on that. 6 points of damage.
All right.
And then make me a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, a fortitude save?
Not natural 20.
You're fine.
Ooh,
that's probably one of my better things.
Yeah. So the nail, you can see it has like these like wicked barbs on it. You feel like if it actually lodged itself pretty well in you, it would mess you up pretty bad.
Oh. All right.
Other two attacks. Natural 20.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, really?
Are these named ghosts?
Nope, no, they're not. Uh-huh. 6 damage. And
my
then,
shield's getting close to breaking.
And then go ahead and make me another fortitude save.
That's a 17 on the die, so I'm fine.
You're fine there. Third one. 12 does not do it. Second one is going to do his 3 attacks on you. 26.
Yeah.
No.
3 damage.
Wait. We discussed that Adelar was going to mend your shield before we left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. So
your shield's fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just don't have as many spells today.
Yeah.
We were too busy talking about Benson's
and
house.
Remember the hardness, because if the hardness is 5, that like 3 damage doesn't go through at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My shield's totally fine.
Yeah. All right. That was the first attack. Second attack, 11. And then the third attack, 9. The third creature going to do 3 attacks there on Adelar.
I don't like this.
19 total?
Yeah, it hits.
6 damage.
Oh, no.
I haven't had to do this in a while. I don't like it.
How much HP do I have?
All right.
And then make me a fortitude save.
Not your best.
All right, I'm going to roll my Fox D20, so...
There we go.
Let's see.
I believe in you.
Okay. 13 on the die for a total of a 17.
17, you're fine.
Ooh.
Okay. Fine. Second attack. 11 total.
Miss.
All right. And 14.
Miss.
All right.
All right.
And Kezra.
Oh, no.
3 attacks on you.
We all know what's coming.
Oh, no.
25.
Critical hit.
Oh, my God. All right.
Unless you let me cast shield before I walk right here.
No. 10 damage.
All right.
And make me a fortitude save.
10 damage. Great. Well, fortitude's good for me, so 15?
15 is a fail.
Oh.
On a failure, the nail is embedded in the creature, making it enfeebled 1 for 1 minute.
Oh.
1 minute?
And giving it 1 persistent bleed damage.
Oh, my.
How can the bleed damage be healed by magic healing?
A creature can remove the nail with an interact action to reduce the enfeeblement and amount of bleed damage. Pulling out the last nail removes both conditions. So if you have multiple, all this stuff stacks too.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm enfeebled 2?
No, you are enfeebled 1.
Enfeebled 1.
Yeah.
For each of these attacks, were they just shooting nails?
It's literal spikes coming out of them.
Okay, so it's just nails coming.
Yeah.
Every attack has been these. Oh, wow.
Yep. So now it will. Oh. No, sorry. Enfeeble 2 and 1d4 persistent bleed damage on critical hit.
Oh.
So you are Enfeeble 2 and it's 1d4 persistent bleed damage. glad I reread that.
So my turn, I take 4 damage. Assuming I'm not dead by then.
Yeah. So that was one attack on you.
At least that doesn't reduce my AC like Sicken did. Yeah. Sicken was just catastrophically bad.
Yeah. 13 to hit.
No.
And 14 to hit.
No.
All right.
Oh my God. Thank God.
You're fine. You're fine, Kezzer.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're totally fine.
Feeble too.
It's pretty gnarly. All right. After that turn, it comes to Alok. Alok looks pissed.
Oh.
He has seen how these bodies have desecrated. He's seen all of this stuff, and he is ready to just destroy all of this stuff. So he's going to approach, and he's going to try to take a hit at the first one there on the left. Right, yeah, there. Yeah, he's got reach, so yeah. And he's going to go ahead and take a swing. Natural 1. Alok, man.
He's so pissed.
I know. He's just filled with rage.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't handle it. After his turn, it comes to Elkwood.
Jeez. So Elk is going to see these creatures, and once again, faced with the undead, is... Don't know what the hell.
These past 2 rooms have been very weird for you.
Yeah, but with the new bow that he got, they said it's magical.
Right? Yeah, it's a +1 short bow. It gives you a +1 to attacks.
That works for me.
Yeah,
the potency rune on it, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is going to go hunt prey on the first one, the closest one to him.
Okay,
and take a shot. I mean, that's all he can do.
Yep, this thing is swiveling in the air, and you aim your bow.
15.
15 does not hit. You narrowly missed.
Okay, and he's just going to take another shot.
Okay.
At this point. Miss.
All right. After Elk, it comes to Sir Benson.
Do we believe these things are undead?
You are very certain they're undead. If you roll a recall knowledge for religion,
will that take an action?
It will take an action. Yeah.
I'll just move up and strike one.
Okay. Benson doesn't care.
I don't care what these things are.
Yep. That's like the 9th 15 I've rolled.
God.
It's 22.
Yeah, that hits. Go ahead.
Screw useful knowledge when I can just slash shit.
Again, downside of these dice. That's only 3 damage.
3 damage? Okay, so you go up and you slash it, and it makes contact, and you hear it kind of...
Good. That's a good sign.
Yep, they don't appear to be incorporeal.
Huh.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Raise my shield.
That's good. I was certain you guys would be happy to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Adelar.
I didn't trust you at first. You needed to tell
You're
me
lying,
twice.
Jake.
All right, so Adelar, looking at these figures arising from what seems to be graves, he's going to quiet himself. And he's going to pray to Abadar and say, Abadar, once again, I need your strength and your power to bring order where there is chaos. And he casts Heal. So, Jake, all 4 of your baddies need to make me a little will save.
And how much will you heal?
Oh, don't know.
I'm going to wait till the...
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I like waiting.
So, going left to right here. Left to right, my point of view. 28 for the first one.
Make it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Fortitude.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. My bad. They're fortitude.
Very willful creatures here.
It's fortitude.
They're not very fortuitous, though. So I will go ahead and do that again. 11.
Yeah, it's a fail.
All right, next one. 15.
Fail.
17.
Make it.
Okay. And 9.
Fail.
Good. So 75% of them failed.
Whew, nice.
I'm glad I clarified. I fixed it.
Well,
Well, as soon as you said 28, I was like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. So that's 6 points of positive damage. Ooh. And 6 points of healing for those who got hurt.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, and did we determine that persistent bleed is
healed by magic? Yes, it is.
And you said 8 healing?
6.
6.
All right, so they take
beautiful thing.
Take all of that. Let me go ahead and adjust here.
Man, that is so nice.
Yeah, that was a ton of damage coming out.
Now
right.
They're all going to gum for you.
Wait, I hit myself too.
You did hit yourself. That. Yeah. Kezra.
Kezra. After ripping the nail out of his leg. He is going to...
I think you spent an action to rip.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing, right?
Says a creature can remove a nail with an interact action to reduce the enfeebled and amount of bleed. So if you rip it out, it would only go to enfeebled 1, and it would only be 1 persistent bleed damage.
Oh.
We healed the bleed. I healed the bleed.
Oh, okay. Heal it.
The bleed's gone.
Okay, so then it would just be enfeebled 1. If you pulled it.
I don't know if I care about that.
Yeah.
I am going to instead...
Oh, wait, no. It says pulling out the last nail removes both conditions, actually. So if you do take a interact action to rip it out, it would get rid of...
All the enfeeblement?
Yeah.
So I will spend an action to rip that out.
Okay.
And then I think I will spend... Ooh, let's see. So that was 1... I think I will just cast shield on myself.
All right.
And I will. Yeah. I will enact my claws.
All right.
There we go.
Claws coming out. And after Kezra, it goes back to the Hell Crown. It goes back to the creatures.
Oh.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Damn, I hate it when I do that.
That's pretty, to be fair, that's a pretty badass name, though.
Yeah, these creatures are super cool. The creatures that you do not know the names of continue with their nail attacks. Benson, 6 more coming at you. Natural 1.
Oh, damn it, that hits.
Didn't know a 10 did that. Second attack. Natural 1.
Whew.
Using up all those natural ones.
On me.
Last attack is a 17.
No.
Okay. Second one. First attack. 23.
Actually, no, that still hits.
Still hits, all right.
Just hits me, though.
3 points of damage.
No.
So, yeah. I mean, your shield soaks up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I just took 1 damage.
Yeah. Because the hardness is 5, right?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Take any
so
damage.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So it just tangs off the shield.
That's awesome.
What?
Shields actually have a really good use.
Yeah, that's why it's so huge. It's because all of those attacks that do like tiny bits of damage, the little pecking damage, nothing.
Wow.
But it's a beat his AC, but the shield negated all the damage?
Yeah, because of the hardness of the shield.
But what about the fortitude save?
I mean, if the damage didn't go through, I don't see why the bleed would.
Just making sure.
Yeah. All right. That was that attack. Second attack, 13.
Nope.
Third attack, 4.
I'm good.
All right. Third one. Going after Adalar again.
No.
Natural 20.
No, Eddie.
10 points of damage.
Ouch.
Ow.
And make me a fortitude save.
No.
You must.
You can't make me.
He didn't end his turn. You can't fight him anymore.
All right, let's go. Ooh, 19 on the die for a 23.
You're fine.
Yeah. Once again, shout out to my lovely wife for buying me these fox dice. They're very beautiful.
Wow. Very nice. So the nail just goes directly through your arm and doesn't embed itself.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
That really.
Natural one.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Natural 20.
Oh, wow. See, you used all those natural ones. Yeah. Benson.
Take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Dude, my rolls have been all over the place.
For real.
Natural 20. Natural 1. Natural 20. Right.
Another fortitude save.
All right. God. Come on. Orange fox dice. Let's go.
Play it where it lies.
Turning.
We don't know where it lied.
Out of the box.
It's
we found it.
Out of the box. All right. 12.
12 does not do it. You are enfeebled 2 and take 1d4 points of persistent bleed damage. Give him the enfeeble card there, Kelly.
You each can share.
All right, and the last creature does its attacks on Kezra. 23 to hit.
You know it is.
3 points of damage.
All right.
Second attack. 17.
That hits exactly. However, I'm going to use shield block for my shield spell.
Ah.
So that
shield spell shield has its own like HP and hardness and all that.
It does.
Okay, really? Gotcha.
Yep. It's I can expend it and I can't do it like it'll break the shield.
Yeah.
And then I can't cast the spell again for 10 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
But it allows me to use the shield block reaction.
That's pretty cool.
All right. So in which case the shield takes 5 damage.
It has a hardness of 5.
Well, there we go.
Oh, perfect.
Look at that.
So the magical shield like shatters as the nail hits it, and so, I take no damage.
Jing. Imagine like cinematically just. Like this mirror of light just
it's just raining down. Appears out of nowhere and just crashes. All right, and last one, 9, so does not do 2 with the last one.
I've never gotten these. I've hardly used shield at all because I'm always dead by the end of round one.
You finally get to use it. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, it is now Alok's turn. Alok, swing out with your halberd, power attacking. 10 on the die for 21, which absolutely hits. So go
yes.
ahead and get some damage out there, buddy. 2d10s. 18 points of damage.
What the?
And he cuts the first one down.
Oh, nice. Damn.
Where's this man been?
I know, 18 point, like, it was a, well, I, that was, that's finally what power attack did. And then he's going to use his next move action to move up to the next one.
So, right there.
Yep, so he moves up.
Right next, or does he have to be, like, 10 feet?
Keep him 10 feet away. He likes his reach weapon.
Yeah.
And after Alok takes out one of them, it comes to Elkwin.
All right. Elk is going to... Well, that one's dead, so he's going to hunt prey the next one.
Got it.
And take a shot. Oh, 19 on the die.
Ooh.
So that's a 28 total.
28 total. There's a crit.
Yeah.
Nice. There you go.
Not 20.
All right, so this one... Now, because I have precision damage attached to this one, does it count both and then double it? Right?
No, it you don't do the precision damage. Actually, no. I think you double everything.
I think
everything.
Yes, I double that. But one thing I completely forgot about before all other crits.
Okay.
I have deadly on this, so I actually have to roll a d10 after.
Oh. Effect. Wow. Okay.
Because it has the deadly. Property.
Got it.
Short bows, long bows,
right.
And stuff.
Okay, so...
So it's an extra d10 of damage.
Damn. Well.
But that doesn't, you know, get done.
Right, that's right. Okay, then, yeah, so, okay, go ahead and do all that.
So, that's 4.
Let's see if this thing lives through this massive hit from Elkwood on the
so
other.
So here's 6 times... So it'd be double that, 12.
Uh-huh.
There's my d10. I've never actually rolled a d10 before.
What is this? It's the same as the percentage. It's the that's the one.
And that's 12 plus 9, so it should be 21 damage.
Well, it only had 12 left, so you shoot it out of the air as it's hovering in front of Benson there. So you shoot it with an arrow, and it sort of just disappears into smoke. Anything else you want to do in your turn?
I fired once.
Yeah, he's like a one more action.
Yeah, he's going to command Skull to run 40 to run to the next one.
Got it.
So that's actually...
So I think...
I don't think he can make it. But.
So I'm looking at the deadly property.
Yeah.
And it says on a critical hit, the weapon adds a weapon damage die of the listed size. So I think you'd add a... What's your weapon size? Is it D8?
D6.
D6. So short bow.
It looks like you'd add a D6.
Oh,
then.
Just a D6.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well...
You still would have killed it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was reading... Okay.
Like, no, we got to go back and reroll.
Oh, that'd be disappointing.
All right.
So, Skull, like, 40 feet... I keep forgetting. Going diagonal, that's 10 feet, right?
Every other diagonal is 10 foot. I feel like Skull can make it up to the next one, but he can't do anything about it.
Yeah, he's going to move up to
here. Okay, so...
But he's not the one, like, because, you know, he doesn't want to get caught right there.
All right, I gotcha. All right, so...
I'll run up and wait for the attack.
All right. So Skull runs up and takes position with Alok. Benson.
All right, Benson will move to the next one.
Got it.
Raising his sword in the air, calling upon... Justice of Iomide.
Mm-hmm.
And I will cast Zeal and strike.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Please actually work this time.
Oh, no.
Oh, that
I think that's only 16.
That is a hit.
Yeah. All righty.
Yes.
Sorry, one second. 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage. You gash this thing open, yes. and smoke spills out of its side, and it screams in its wraith-like voice.
And for a second, the light is just pouring through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did that do anything extra to undead, or was...
I think the extra damage is considered good.
Okay,
damage.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. So, in that case, after Benson, it comes to Adalar.
All right, so Adalar is going to spend an action to remove the spike from his body,
mm-hmm.
so that would negate the enfeebled and persistent damage. And he's going to use heal on the last one. And he's going to pray to Abadar. Abadar, vanquish this last specter. And you need to roll me a fortitude save.
I do. To me, it's their worst one. I don't like rolling that one.
Ha-ha.
10.
Fail.
Yes.
Wow.
It's dead.
And that does 9 points of good damage.
Well, there we go. So,
damn.
Just like what happened with the Skeletal Hell Knight, he cast out a heal, and you see the golden light go through and just vanquish this last one.
Nice.
Before we end this, I do want to talk about this creature. Can you roll me a recall knowledge?
Yeah,
and
nobody ever fucking did it.
No,
oh, yeah.
I don't have a religion.
Nope.
Well, our two religious ones here couldn't do it.
Well,
decided not to.
I didn't roll well. I don't know what that is.
Just for
that's a 16 on the die for 20 from.
All right.
But there we go. This thing is called a Hell Crown.
It's pretty baller.
What?
The Hell Crown. The life of a Hell Knight is bloody, brutal, and often short. Many who perish in service to a Hell Knight order are glad to rest after having served their masters so faithfully. But others seek to continue their work even in death. When a Hell Knight is decapitated, the ghostly undead known as a Hell Crown is an occasional result. Consumed by the desire to bring out order by inflicting cruelty, Hell Crowns haunt battlefields and abandoned castles, slaying all they encounter. A strange fusion of spirit and steel, a Hellcrown has no corporeal form by itself, but instead it inhabits the helmet it so proudly wore in life. Dangling from the helmet like a shroud is a shadow of the former Hell Knight's spine, adding to the creature's terrifying, gruesome appearance. Hell Knights regard Hellcrowns with a mixture of disgust and respect, considering the individuals who transform into these floating undead to have been resolute in purpose but weak in body.
Huh.
Yep. Damn. So, some of the things that you learned. So, the thing it was using was called Bleeding Nail. So it uses those ranged attacks, and it just keeps stacking all those things. If it managed to, if one of you managed to have a nail in you and it came back to its turn, they do something called Terrifying Stare. All creatures that can see the Hell Crown and are suffering from its bleeding nail must attempt a will saving throw. A creature that fails is frightened one, and on critical failure becomes fleeing for as long as it's frightened.
Whoa.
Nasty.
Yep. So it just inflicts absolute fear into anything that the nail is persisting in.
Huh. Damn.
It's pretty brutal.
All right, can we like search this room, see if there's anything else in here?
Yeah. You can do that.
So while that's going on, I'm going to treat my own wounds.
All right.
I was going to say, what's Alok doing? Because it was one of those things, seeing him in like pure rage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's kind of just done. He cut these things down, and he's just he's ready to stop anything else out. He's sort of just taking a prideful vengeance on anything else in here.
Adalar, I'll need some of Abadar's touch.
All right, so he casts heal on you for.
You can medicine me if you'd like.
Oh, medicine. All right, yeah.
If you want to conserve them precious heals for more undead shit.
Oh yeah, 17 on the die for a 24. Ah, not quite a crit, almost a crit.
Ah,
what's the DC for a crit?
25. I got a 24.
Ah,
but you get.
Sorry, I only need 7.
And you get 10.
Explode of healing. Oh God.
Go beans.
All right. Go ahead and make me a perception check to look around. As there's quite a few things around here.
Not my best roll.
GCP on the dice.
Ooh, hey.
Ah, it's a natural 20 over there.
It's a good thing because I rolled a 1.
24.
So as you go through, you find a bunch of mundane rings, amulets, and bracelets, and other trinkets. You can tell just by looking at them that they would add up to about 12 gold pieces worth.
Yeah.
And you also find what looks to be a wand.
Uh-oh. A wand. Everybody shot up to attention. This
wand. Everybody shut up. Oh, I know what it is.
All right. I read aura on it.
Read aura. It looks to be divine in nature.
Oh. Adalar, I think this... that's not my voice. Adalar.
I like the other voice better.
Kazra, you sound different today.
I had a cold this morning.
Sorry.
Made my voice sound awful.
It's like, is that what they call it nowadays?
I think this wand might be your area.
All right, so... Adalar kind of holds it up to the light, says a little prayer, and tries to decipher what it is.
Yeah, word show that shit.
18.
18. You clearly see that is a wand of heal.
Oh, sick, man. Yeah.
My bread and my butter.
So do you know how wands work in this game?
Nope.
Okay, so wands are different in this game. They are not a... they don't run out of charges. They don't have charges.
What?
So how wands work are... You can use whatever spells in it once per day, and then the wand becomes like fatigued, and then you can use it one more time per day, but at a 50% chance that the wand breaks.
Wow.
Oh man.
Yep. So yeah, you can so you just have a free cast of heal, and then you have a like, oh shit, we're in trouble cast of heal.
Yeah.
But don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it never runs out.
That's awesome.
You have one free heal every single day.
So you guys finish off the Hell Crowns, and you begin looking around. You gather up some stuff. You got a wand. Where do you want to go now?
Figure just keep traveling down this corridor.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So you go down this long corridor here. It eventually comes out to a hallway. It's actually another hallway that leads to the east. It actually mirrors. There was a door in the room before this where you fought the skeletons, and there's a door that goes east as well. So you guys go into that door?
I suppose, yeah.
Right. Before they open approach the door, I say, Benson, I think it might be wise, since it seems that these two doors mirror the same path, that maybe we split up just in case.
That's a fair idea.
Kazra?
Sounds fine to me.
All right, so Kezra and I will approach from probably the narrow hall, and the rest will approach from the more pop, the bigger area.
I always like the SEAL team approach.
Elk's also going to listen at the door.
Yeah, and Adelar, you definitely go first.
I go first?
No, God, of course not.
I just regret it. I was like, I don't think I would.
I protest.
I listen to the door, too.
Yeah. We both listen. I
guess we'll all listen.
All right.
Or the three of us.
Natural 20.
Perception checks for Kestra, man.
Damn.
Just awful.
26.
Just awful.
You hear nothing at all.
There's
my 20.
I open the door.
You open the door. Rows of large metal and stone lockboxes line the winding walls of the storeroom, as do occasional shelves and what look like filing cabinets intended for the storage of documents. The lockboxes hang ajar, having been opened and emptied long ago. A set of obvious tracks in the dusty floor suggest someone recently moved about in here. A pile of ashes and a few mounted candles stubs lie atop a low table in the center of the room.
Huh. Well, seeing the filing cabinets... Adelar perks up. It's like, ooh, documents. And he rushes over to examine them.
Right. Kezra opens the door so Adelar doesn't run face first into it.
The second I open it and see there's no imminent threat, I look and see that other door, and I will move as quickly as I can over to the door.
Okay. So you open up that door.
Well, I listen first.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you listen. You don't hear anything in that one either.
I open that door.
All right. You look down, and there's just a long, dark hallway.
This door?
Yeah, you open up that door, and then you can see it looks like more storage, but you can tell that there's a tunnel that goes way off to the east from that room.
We're heading, like, really far east at this point. Like, we're...
Yeah, you guys considering are really far east.
Yeah, so we headed off... down the like the southern end from the beginning part when I mentioned like the bug legs, and then like went down a really long hallway to the east. So like if that like wall, that like water place, the collapsed stairs were like right in the middle of the citadel.
Yeah,
we must be like out in front of the citadel at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
In terms of distance traveled underground, we're like not directly under the citadel anymore.
No, not at all.
That's how far we must be.
So do you guys start going through this room? Like I said, there's a bunch of storage containers stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you guys start looking through. There's a whole bunch of documents. There's a whole bunch of stuff. A lock starts going through it, too. And he makes his way very carefully around these vaults, looking in a few key places. After a few moments, he reverently pulls a small box from a vault with a false bottom. He pulls a key from his belt and unlocks the box. And he finds a ring placed carefully there on a bed of crushed velvet. The armiger slips the ring on his finger and is quiet for several moments. And he just sits down and he begins to cry.
What is it? What is it, Alok?
It's my family ring. I remember sitting on my father's lap and turning the ring on his finger when I was a boy.
How did you know it would be there?
I saw the box when we walked in, and I knew just what it was. I thank you for reuniting me with these memories, my friends. You have the Order of the Nail's gratitude, as well as mine.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
I've been duped.